This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits the Middle East for another crisis tour in a bid to secure a new truce in the Israel-Hamas war as southern Gaza sees no let-up in fighting. Firefighters are wrestling with massive forest fires that broke out in central Chile as officials impose new curfews in the cities most heavily affected by the blazes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Late Sunday, officials said over 100 people were confirmed dead so far from the fires, which have left at least 1,600 people without homes. The fires, which began on Friday, have been burning with the highest intensity around the city of Viña del Mar, where a famous botanical garden founded in 1931 has been destroyed by the flames. On Sunday morning, Chilean President Gabriel Boric visited the town of Quilpe, which was also heavily affected by the fires. Boric told the media, officials and citizens, "I've decreed a national mourning for 2 days, starting February the 5th, because it's Chile as a whole that's suffering and crying for our deceased." Boric added, "The death toll could rise as rescue workers search through homes that have collapsed." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 600,000 homes and businesses were still without power in the U.S. state of California Monday after an atmospheric river storm brought heavy rainfall and strong winds. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall.
I've seen a fair amount of damage and of people being evacuated from homes due to mudslides. So we're seeing a fairly impactful system for Southern California within the last couple decades.
And El Salvador's president claims a massive re-election victory. This is VOA News.